and we invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Calvin, will you come up too?
Okay, so are you smiling or are you frowning underneath that mask? It's hard to tell sometimes, isn't it? Okay, so since we can't really take the mask down and see if we're frowning or smiling, I brought props. So, just so you know, when we're feeling blue, we're a little sad, right? And when we're happy and we know it, yeah, we're a little happy. So you guys, you got two things there for you. So again, like I said, we can't really tell sometimes whether somebody's smiling unless their eyes are about half closed. We can tell like that, but we're going to do something here. So you guys know what it means to be sad and what it means to be happy, right? Okay, so show the sad face. There's the sad face. There we go. Okay. So what are some things that make you sad?
Being yelled at.
Being yelled at. That never happens at home. Never at school either, right?
Okay. Getting in trouble.
Getting in trouble. Okay. What's something that makes you sad?
Why you not play with nobody?
Okay. When you don't have anybody to play with anybody, that one's tough too. Okay, when you're all by yourself. So what are some things that make you guys sad? Anybody?
Wearing a mask?
When Duke wins? Yeah. There we go, okay. So but there's things in life that make us sad. Okay, let's end on a better note though. What makes you happy?
The ocean.
The ocean. Vitamin C helps everybody.
The beach.
The beach, there we go, common theme. I'm right there with you.
Was you happy to go to the waterfall?
Go to the waterfall, that's awesome. God's nature and beauty makes us happy. How about you guys? Does that make you happy too? Yeah, there's a lot of things that make us happy. Last week I was really happy. We got to see our congregation back in here. We've only had about a dozen people max for over a year. So saw a lot of smiling faces even under those masks last week. So when something good happens to us, we're happy and we're usually smiling. When something bad happens to us, not so much. But do you think Jesus wants us to be happy or sad?
Happy.
He wants us to be happy. So in our gospel lesson that was read, as the Father has loved me, so I've loved you, abide in my love. And then I have said these things to you so that you may, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Does that mean that nothing bad's ever going to happen?
No.
Of course not. Bad things are going to happen, but we have to get through. And we have Jesus to help us through those bad times. So, Jesus wants us to be happy. And he wants us to spread that happiness and that joy in what we do here at church and what we do when we're outside of church. All right, we'll pray with me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, who receives your love and then shares it with us. Help us to learn to do the same so we can be filled with your boundless joy. Amen. Thanks, guys. You can keep those, okay? But remember, they're a fan, not a paddle.